Welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Today is May 5th, 2021, and it is 1:30 in the afternoon. I'm Senator Costello. I would like to welcome Senator Greg Jackson. Thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you.
And also Senator Rivak, appreciate you being here.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Senator Michicki and Stevens had to attend meetings elsewhere, but let us know in advance. We appreciate that. I also want to thank our recording secretary, Carrie. Appreciate you. And the LIO operator, Doug. Thank you, Doug. And my aide, Melody. Thank you, Melody. Today, we are hearing SJR 15. This has been introduced by Senator Begich, who is here this afternoon. It's a resolution recognizing the Alaska-Canada relationship. It's the first hearing in Senate Labor and Commerce. We will have an introduction from the sponsor of the resolution. And then we have two individuals who've been invited for testimony, Brandon Lee, who's the Consul General of Canada in Seattle, and Karen Mathias, who's the Honorary Consul of Canada in Alaska. We will then open it for public testimony and then look to the will of the committee after that. So with that, welcome, Senator Begich. If you could introduce yourself for the committee and share your resolution with us, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is Tom Begich. I'm the state senator for District J, Anchorage. That includes downtown Anchorage.
Senator Begich, do you mind bringing your mic a little bit closer?
Is that better?
Yeah, thank you.
So for the record, Tom Begich, senator for District J, downtown Anchorage, Fairview, and Mountain View, a little bit of Airport Heights. And I'm here introducing Senate Joint Resolution STR 15, which recognizes the Alaska-Canada relationship. A lot of this work was done by my staff assistant, who is in the audience, Bricks Hahn, who has been working with my office for the last couple of years and had helped with this resolution in its first incarnation, which we began to work on about a year ago. So I want to just say that I'm pleased that we have both Brandon Lee, the Consul General of Canada, invited to testify, and Karen Mathias. I'm hoping that Karen, who is roots in Canada, will also indicate whether she's your or my constituent, because I'm confused. I never am quite sure. But it's an opportunity for us all to work together on something I know that we all recognize, which is the close and symbiotic relationship between Alaska and Canada. And Madam Chair, I'm as chair of the Council on State Governments, co-chair of the Council on State Governments Canada Relations Committee, this is of particular importance to me this year. So what Senate Joint Resolution 15 does is honor the relationship that's shared between Canada and Alaska. I know that you know that we share the world's longest border, that the United States and Canada share the world's longest border, but that Canada and Alaska in particular share 1,500 of that 5,500-mile border. Both of our lovely, our state and the country of Canada are both rich in natural beauty, abundant renewable resources. We have indigenous peoples that share culture across borders, history, and government ties. We share a border, we share airspace, we share the environment. We defend North America against external threats. Where we do have conflicts, we work those conflicts out through shared groups and committees. Our people share families, we share friends, jobs, and we have one of the most successful international relationships in the modern world. We move goods and transport people between our border regularly, and as you know, Madam Chair, any of our land transport must go through Canada, and I think that is critically important both for our survival and speaks to the history of our state and Canada in the building of the Alaska-Canadian Highway, which we've honored many times in this body and in the other body. Together, we've built longstanding collaborations on economic opportunities, health, education, energy security, environmental protections, infrastructure, and public safety issues. We've worked to advance and sustain the health and resiliency of the Arctic and northern peoples and communities by strengthening these economic, cultural, and family connections across the region. Trade between our countries totals over $1.3 billion across multiple industries and contributes nearly 11,000 jobs between us, allowing for more than 50 Canadian-owned companies to operate in Alaska alone. Our interdependent communities are uniquely entwined, as in Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson, J-Bear, with its American commander and Canadian deputy commander, something that a lot of us didn't know. Together, Canada and Alaska create better lives for our respective residents and citizens. This should be formally recognized and I look forward to continued cooperation, friendship, trade, tourism, culture, exchange, and goodwill between us. I will say that every year until this year, we've had the great good fortune of going over to the Juneau Museum and having a reception hosted by the Canadian consulate out of Seattle. Brandon Lee, who's the consul general, and I had a discussion last year specifically about finally putting in writing the nature of our relationship, and that is where this emerged from. We worked closely with Consul General Lee's office in developing and preparing the language, and we've included some fact sheets in the back for your interest, and I thank Melody for getting that in there, that supporting document. You'll note under supporting documents, Alaska's at-large congressional district in Canada, which gives further details. I look forward to your swift consideration of this matter. I think it's in all of our interests that we continue to, especially coming out of this pandemic, that we continue to reaffirm this relationship. And with that, Madam Chair, I'm open for questions, or I would be happy to sit and listen to our wonderful invited testifiers.
Thank you very much, Senator Begich. I did want to point members to the handout that was mentioned. It's titled Alaska's At-Large Congressional District in Canada. It's really interesting to look through that. It's got top Canadian-owned businesses operating here, and it's just very interesting to look at exports and what have you. So thank you for providing that information, Senator Begich. So we do have Brandon Lee, who's the Consul General of Canada in Seattle, online for testimony. And welcome, Brandon. I appreciate you joining us via Teams. We wish you were here in person. And as Senator Begich mentioned, it's always nice to see you for that reception across the street at the museum, but we'll have to wait until next year, I guess. So welcome, and please feel free to provide your testimony to the committee.
Thank you very much. Just checking, can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I'd like to first just begin and acknowledge that I'm based here about 20 minutes east of Seattle on the Suquamish and Duwamish territories. And thank you for the opportunity to speak today. Of course, my name is Brandon Lee. I'm the Consul General of Canada to the Pacific Northwest and, of course, Alaska. And I really want to thank Minority Leader Begich for sponsoring this resolution. And of course, the Labor and Commerce Committee for allowing me to testify today in support of SJR 15, which recognizes this important relationship between Canada and the great state of Alaska. And as mentioned, we have a lot in common. We are responsible energy producers. We have wide open spaces. We share cultural ties. And like Alaskans, Canadians sometimes feel as though the lower 48 just doesn't get us. But seriously, I'd like to recognize, of course, Canada's honorary consul to Alaska, Karen Mathias. And I believe, unfortunately, Senator Begich, Senator Costello is her home senator. And whom most of you know already, and she's really been a key link in maintaining the strong relationship between Canada and the great state of Alaska. As mentioned, Canada and the U.S. are truly bound together by our history, our values, our economy, and our environment. And actually, no two nations depend more on each other for their mutual prosperity and security. Economically speaking, Canada is America's biggest customer by far. We buy more from the U.S. than China, Japan, and the United Kingdom combined. And our economic relationship supports millions of well-paying jobs that spread across every single congressional district throughout the U.S. And as mentioned, during normal or pre-COVID times, 400,000 people and $2 billion of goods and services cross the Canada-U.S. border every single day. Having said which, even in 2020, during the pandemic, Canada and Alaska still traded almost $1.4 billion in goods and services. We supported thousands of jobs on both sides of the border. And as mentioned, there are over 50 Canadian-owned companies that operate in the state. So, of course, companies that include Teck Resources, the Alaska Commercial Company, and Icicle Seafoods. And these 50 companies account for nearly 4,500 Alaskan jobs and contribute $265 million in salaries alone. And of course, they are major contributors to Alaska's economy. In addition to everything I've just mentioned, there are hundreds of millions of dollars more in two-way trade in seafood, metals, minerals, and energy. And as we build back and focus upon the much-needed economic recovery from the pandemic, we can look to the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Zone, to help, as it's actually the biggest economic region in the world. We have a $22 trillion regional market of over 450 million consumers. So this landmark agreement reaffirms that North America will remain the most competitive region in the world, and that we just don't sell things to each other, we make things together. And as mentioned by Senator Begich, Canada and the U.S. are also steadfast allies. We work together to protect our homelands while partnering on global peace and security. Canada's premier partner in the Arctic is the U.S. as well. And our cooperation in the Arctic is longstanding on a wide range of issues, including Arctic science, search and rescue, continental shelf delineation, security, and of course, our people-to-people connections. And finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our cooperation during and managing this pandemic. I know the border restrictions have disrupted normal life on both sides of the border. And our two countries worked very closely together to ensure the safety and security of our citizens while maintaining the flow of essential goods and workers. And I recall at the beginning of the pandemic last year, my team in Seattle, actually Robert Kerr and Megan Graves, both helped facilitate the transit of many legislators and their staff returning home from Juneau. Canada and Alaska also worked to provide reasonable accommodations to the residents of Hyder, Alaska and Stewart, British Columbia, communities that are uniquely dependent on each other for the necessities of life. And even just a few weeks ago, the state of Alaska provided vaccines to Stewart residents at a clinic in Hyder. And so yet, this is another example of the goodwill between close neighbors. And I truly thank the state for its generosity and partnership. And thank you for your time and consideration of this resolution.
Thank you so much, Consul General, for your wonderful, eloquent remarks. I enjoyed your presentation. And I also want to mention that we've been joined by Senator Stevens. Senator Stevens, thank you for being here this afternoon. Are there any questions of the Consul General of Canada in Seattle, Brandon Lee, who's here via Teams? Okay. Senator Stevens?
I apologize for not being here on time, but good to see you, Mr. Lee. And I don't know if it's been mentioned, but Alaska must have the state with the longest border connecting to Canada. Has that been mentioned? It's just a remarkable thing.
Thank you very much for your remarks. It has been mentioned, and in fact, it's something to be truly celebrated.
Thank you so much. And Senator Begich, you may have mentioned this in your introductory comments, but is this the first resolution that we've had related to the relationship between Canada and Alaska?
I can't speak definitively on that. Tom Begich, for the record, Senator for District J. I can't speak definitively on that, but in all the years I've been around the building, which has started in 1983, I have known of no other resolution of friendship between Alaska and Canada that has been promoted. There have been exchanges of information. I certainly am aware of some justice exchanges with the Yukon Territory that we've done, a number of those which I worked on in the late 90s, but there's been no formalized relationship that I'm aware of.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you, Brandon. It's good to see you. And we hope to have you in Juneau next year in person. Yep.
Next pleasure. And beer and wine will be on us.
Okay. Next, Karen Mathias is the Honorary Consul of Canada in Alaska. Karen, welcome. And please feel free to, hello, we can see you now. Please feel free to state your name and affiliation for the record, and welcome, and thank you for making time for us this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. For the record, my name is Karen Mathias. I'm the Honorary Consul of Canada based in Anchorage. I was born and grew up in British Columbia and was a Canadian Foreign Service officer for some time. After assignments in Ottawa and Europe, I had the opportunity to open Canada's first consulate in Alaska in 2004. It was a great assignment. The number of issues that I was able to work on were very well presented by Consul General Lee and by Senator Begich already, you know, whether it was energy and environment or our defense relationship through NORAD, Arctic governance. There were so many fascinating issues. But I was asked today to speak about the people-to-people connections. And to be honest, that was always my favorite part. I can't count the number of times Alaskans have told me that they feel that they have more in common with and feel closer to Canadians than to people in the lower 48. And it always warms my heart to hear that. So many Alaskans have connections to Canada, either through family, work, or travel. And of course, Alaska Natives from Metlakatla to Kaktovik share family and traditional lands with Canadian First Nations since long before there was even a border. And those ties actually extend further than you would think. Years ago, I met a group of students from Nunavut, which is Canada's furthest east northern territory. And they were up visiting Utqiagvik around this time of year during a whale harvest. And they were absolutely amazed. They told me about, even though their languages are different enough that they can't understand each other, but they found so many similarities in words that had to do with the whale hunt and in their traditions. And that's despite the fact that there are thousands of miles between Nunavut and the North Slope. Given our shared climate and geography, we have so much we can learn from each other. One of the first Canadian visits that I worked on was when the Premier of the Northwest Territories came with a delegation of First Nations business leaders. And they came because they were interested in ANCSA and in connecting with Alaska Native corporations and learning more about their structure. More recently, just before the pandemic, there was a visit by the Canadian Minister of Health, and she had heard of the South Central Foundation's NUCA system of care and was so interested. She came to Alaska in order to meet with South Central and learn more about that system to see if it was something that could be modeled in Canada. In my capacity as consul and honorary consul, I have also been privileged to attend and be involved with a number of cross-border events like the Yukon Quest and the Klondike Road Relay from Skagway to Whitehorse. And, you know, I think that event in particular, it always strikes me, you've got people literally running across the border in the middle of the night and not getting into trouble for it. So it's a great example of Canada, Alaska, and Canada-US cooperation. We also share Olympic athletes like Keegan Messing, as well as hockey players and cross-country skiers, many of them at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and University of Alaska Anchorage. I've also had a chance to visit the shared border post building that's at the top of the world highway between Dawson and Chicken. And that's an incredible example of Canada-US federal cooperation in a very isolated place. So although I came here for a four-year assignment 16 years ago, I'm not the first Canadian to marry an Alaskan and decide to make it my home. And it is in District K, so Senator Costello is my senator. Thank you. My husband and I named our son Elias, mostly because we liked the name, but I've always really liked the symbolism of Mount St. Elias being right on the border of Canada and Alaska, with the border actually going over the top of that mountain. My story is just one of many connections between Alaskans and Canadians. And so I want to thank Senator Begich very much for sponsoring this resolution and to you members of this committee for hearing it today. I appreciate the opportunity to testify.
Thank you very much, Karen. And we certainly appreciate you being here this afternoon. And I think Senator Begich has a comment.
I have one that's just a huge regret that I find out she's not my constituent. And you can always move, though. We have good properties that are opening up in downtown now, so you should think about that, Karen. But no, I'm so glad to have both of these folks testify before your committee, Madam Chair. And I have been handed a note by my staff, which I think is important to read. It's UAF students say their hockey team is so good because it's mostly Canadian. And that apparently is a UAF joke.
Well, again, Karen, thank you for testifying. And it's not often that senators fight over a constituent. It just shows what a wonderful person you are. I know we've worked on some projects together and appreciate you being here today. I'm really excited about this resolution. And, you know, it's just really important to recognize the relationship that we have. And I think that many points were brought up that are very, very significant. And I look forward to this resolution hopefully moving out today. So with that, are there any questions that the committee members have for either Mr. Lee or Karen Mathias? Okay. Senator Rivak.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairman. It's not so much a question, more of a comment. I know it's mentioned here in the resolution, but I would just say I've been able to witness firsthand our amazing partnership with our Canadian military partners in the Alaska Command and NORAD region over the past many years. And I think it's been a very, very valuable relationship, I think, for both Canada and the U.S. And so I appreciate the sponsor of this resolution bringing this forward. I think it's appropriate.
Senator Stevens.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. This is has been a great opportunity to speak to both of you. And we always talk about how the commonalities we have, and that's very, very important. There are also some important differences that we need to acknowledge, and one that I think is fascinating is the differences in our governments. I had a chance to spend the time with the Victoria legislature, and of course, it's much more closely aligned to the British legislature than to the American. I think more often than we are doing now, we need to see each other's legislatures. And I'd hope through PNWR, Pacific Northwest Conference, both Canadian provinces and American Western states are involved in that. And you really have an opportunity to realize the differences and how important they are. And how they're both great, both great approaches to government. So I hope we can do more of that.
Thank you very much, Senator Stevens, for that comment. And I, too, am a member of the Pacific Northwest Economic Region as a co-chair of the Innovation Caucus. And it's been really wonderful to have those relationships, and the connections are just so valuable, just real opportunities there, and collegiality especially. So thank you very much. Okay, with that, I am going to open public testimony on SJR 15. Is there anyone online who wishes to testify? Okay. Public testimony is open and now closed. With that, Senator Rivak.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. It is an honor that I move Senate Joint Resolution 15, version alpha, also referred to as 32-LS0855-alpha, be advanced from the committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Is there any objection to moving it? Okay, seeing none. Senator Begich, would you like to make any final comments?
I would. Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Senator Begich, for the record, I want to thank you for taking this up and to reinforce what I said earlier, which is the critical importance of this relationship, and my hope that we will finally acknowledge that in a resolution and acknowledge that important link. I would just add in response to Senator Stevens' comments that as the co-chair for the Canadian Relations Committee of CSG, it's my intent to be promoting those differences in how our government structures work, our energy resources and how we've developed them, and actually even explore issues we've taken up in the Senate, including the railway. You know, that would hopefully at some point link Edmonton to Fairbanks or the rest of the state. So these are things we're looking at, and this is just one wonderful start to that beginning. So thank you for your consideration and for your members' support.
Thank you very much, Senator Begich, and also to your staff member, Bricks, who you said worked so hard on this in your office. So with that, we will adjourn the meeting. Our next meeting will be Friday, May 7th at 1:30. and we will be considering bills previously heard. So with that, we are adjourned.